With its high-waisted empire gowns and men's tailored waistcoats, the upcoming holiday production of Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley at the Chemainus Theatre will charm audiences with the distinctive elegance of the Regency era. But beyond the traditional setting, the play weaves contemporary themes with family dynamics, personal growth, and self-discovery. The holiday production features witty dialogue, comedy, romance, and a festive atmosphere that is sure to delight audiences. Set 2 years after the events of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley finds Elizabeth and Darcy happily married and hosting Christmas at Pemberley. This time, however, the story belongs to middle daughter, Mary Bennet, who steps out of her sister's shadows and into the spotlight. No matter the time period, family dynamics are always complex, especially around the holidays, and playwrights Lauren Gunderson and Margot Melkin make 19th-century family life feel surprisingly contemporary. The cast and director of Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley found plenty to draw from in their own lives to bring their characters to life. Cowichan-based director Jessica Schacht, who directed last season's The Fiancé at Chemainus Theatre, emphasizes that you don't have to be an Austen fan to enjoy this story. There's still plenty to really relate to with the dynamics of a family coming together for Christmas and the stresses and joys, Schacht said. One of the things that I really enjoy about this story is that it's about the expectations that people can put on you, and how someone can cope with, or rise above, those expectations to become more of who they are and share that with somebody. Of course, it wouldn't be a holiday heartwarmer without a love story, and in true Austen fashion, the romance is intertwined with Mary's journey of self-discovery. Audiences can expect a delightful mix of comedy, romance, and heartfelt moments as she navigates her role within her family and her developing relationship with an unexpected guest. The elegant costumes, designed by Crystal Hansen, and the period set design by Karen McCallum wrap the experience up with a festive bow. Mary is played by Rebecca Ogden, who also appeared in The Fiancé last season. Playing one of five sisters wasn't much of a stretch for Ogden. Being the sister who does things her own way was familiar to her too. Ogden, who grew up in Alberta and Saskatchewan and is one of nine sisters, often felt out of step with her family's dynamics. While her sisters bonded over traditional milestones like marriage and raising children, Ogden found herself drawn to discussions of world events and politics and said she would just think, "Can we talk about something else?" In exploring the character of Mary, Ogden quickly realized she had a lot to draw on from her own sibling relationships, leading to discoveries about her character as well as her relationship with her sisters. In my family, there's a little bit of tension between the younger sisters and the older sisters because when we all get together, the older sisters will just chat amongst ourselves and completely exclude them, Ogden said. Rehearsing a scene in which Mary enters and sisters Lizzie and Jane continue their own conversation and ignore her, Ogden felt the sting of exclusion and realized, "Oh my gosh, that's what we do," she said. A couple of years ago, when Ogden and her husband, also an actor, decided to convert a van into their traveling home and live van life full-time, driving across the country for work and pleasure, she once again established herself as the sister who does things her own way. That sense of being an outsider is a defining trait of Mary Bennet in Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley. After her elder sisters marry, Mary is left alone with her books, music, and a mind full of ideas. Schacht was intrigued by who Mary had become in the 2 years since her sisters left the family home. Mary was allowed to indulge in the pianoforte in her father's library, said Schacht. This allowed her to develop and grow as a person no longer in the shadow of her sisters. But as any adult who has returned home to spend a holiday with their family knows, we often fall back into old patterns. Mary has to kind of fight to be seen as the woman that she has become rather than the one that everybody knew her as before they left the house, said Schacht. Co-star Connor Lucas, who plays Mr. Darcy's visiting cousin Arthur de Boer, is thrilled by the trappings of the Regency era. His wardrobe includes standout pieces like striped breeches and a shell-patterned waistcoat in vibrant peacock colors. Almost all of the pieces I'm wearing and the majority of the costumes in the show have all been handmade in-house here by Hanson, and her team, which I will say is certainly a luxury that you don't find everywhere, Lucas said. They're beautiful fabrics and custom fitted to our bodies. But like Schacht and Ogden, Lucas sees timeless themes in the story. When you first read a play that's set a long time ago, those things come to mind, how we're different. They had different clothes, they spoke slightly differently, Lucas said. But ultimately, every play is about people. The emotions and wants are just the same as any person today who finds himself wanting love and not being able to get it. So it feels just as modern as any play that's set today. As audiences gather for Miss Bennet, Christmas at Pemberley, they'll find more than a continuation of Jane Austen's world. They'll discover a charming story that could have been set in any time period. Whether you love Austen or are simply in search of a festive escape, this play offers the perfect holiday outing. Miss Bennet. Christmas at Pemberley runs November 22 to December 22 at Chemainus Theatre. Tickets are available at cheminustheatre.ca or by calling 250-246-9820. You'll want to get them soon as some of the dates for the show are already sold out.